Y por eso hemos llamado a Richard Fitzwilliams. Él es experto en la familia real. Lo vemos en los principales programas de televisión. El señor Fitzwilliams es un conferencista, crítico de cine y tal vez una de las personas que más sabe de ceremonia de premiación de películas, de retratos, de etiqueta, de obituarios.
¿Y qué tiene que ver Marcela en esa pelea?
Pues Marcela tenía algún cariño por el príncipe Andrés, pero ya sin título, ya.
¿Pero cuál Marcela? ¿Marcela Londres o yo?
No, Marcela, usted. Marcela Londres hace ratos lo tenía descartado precisamente por todo lo que Marcela Londres sabe.
Me faltó hablar.
Entonces, sí. La primera pregunta, Fer, para el invitado es: ¿qué va a ser de la vida del príncipe Andrés? ¿Qué va a pasar con él?
So what's going to happen to the former prince? So what's his life going to be now that he's lost all his titles?
This is a fascinating question because we don't fully know the answer. We do know that he's leaving, as well he should, 30-bedroom royal lodge where he lives at the moment on the Windsor estate and with his ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson. They deserve each other because both of them are responsible for the disgraceful situation that has arisen. What's going to happen at the moment is, so far as we know, that he's going to stay at Sandringham, which is the private home of the king. The king will put his brother up in Sandringham in some way. But what may follow is that he may go abroad in Switzerland or perhaps Abu Dhabi, there are reports. It's simply the case that whenever he appears, things have got this bad, in a car or is driving or is riding or whatever, he'll be stalked by the press because there's an enormous amount still to come out in this scandal.
Pues nos dice que es una pregunta fascinante porque no tenemos la respuesta. Lo que se sabe hasta ahora es que va a dejar su residencia Royal Lodge y se va a ir a su residencia privada en los terrenos de Sandringham. Va a dejar, por supuesto, sus títulos reales y eso es lo que implica hasta el momento, pero no sabemos a raíz de esta situación tan desafortunada qué va a pasar con él, con su vida. Hay reportes también de que Abu Dhabi sería una opción, entonces está por verse realmente qué hará ahora mismo el príncipe Andrés, pues que ya no es príncipe.
¿Usted cree que ahora que le han quitado el título de príncipe, la familia real británica, en particular el rey Carlos y su esposa, podrán descansar de esta sombra que los ha estado acompañando en los últimos meses o años por los escándalos de Andrés?
Now that the prince has had his title removed, do you think the royal family and in particular the king, do you think now they'll finally be able to put to rest this like shadow that's been looming over them for so many years with the scandals of the former Prince Andrew?
Yes, you're right. It's something like 15 years. So this is a considerable period. And also, there's no doubt important royal business. The recent royal visit, say, to the Vatican City, where King Charles prayed with Pope Leo, or indeed President Zelensky's ceremonial welcome in London recently, and not to mention Prince William's Earthshot Prize in Brazil in early November. All of this has been overshadowed, and a lot of good royal work has, because the royals are very, very significant when it comes to projecting soft power, and also their charitable work on the subject of abuse. And as you know, Prince Andrew has been accused by the Virginia Giuffre in a book which was published last week, Nobody's Girl, of sexually abusing her on three occasions. He strongly denies the charges and hasn't been convicted of anything. However, the facts of the matter are that issues linked to this have been in the forefront of certainly the press, whereas royals such as, say, Queen Camilla does a lot for victims of abuse. The Duchess of Edinburgh visits war zones and has specifically often seen women who've been violated during in wars and so forth. So good work the curves, the monarchy is a very important symbol of national unity, and especially at a time when politics is so volatile. But this scandal was extraordinary, and there is a lot more to come. We haven't yet seen the vast majority of the Epstein files, which are disputed in the American Congress, and various other points. For example, Congress might ask Prince Andrew to give testimony. They couldn't force him to, but by no means has he seen anything like the last of this.
Pues él responde que todas estas actividades de la realeza británica se están viendo empañadas por los escándalos del príncipe Andrés y ahora pues está siendo reforzado por ese escándalo de abuso que se reveló en el libro de una de las víctimas de Jeffrey Epstein, Virginia Guffrey, que dice que fue abusada por parte de él en tres ocasiones, a pesar de que no ha sido acusado formalmente, pues responde que estos hechos han traído varios problemas a la realeza británica. Toda la prensa ha estado alrededor de este tema y se ha enfocado en eso. Obviamente la realeza en el Reino Unido es un símbolo de unidad nacional, sobre todo en ese momento donde la política es tan cambiante, tan volátil, y pues él prevé que vienen más escándalos alrededor de este tema. No hemos visto hasta ahora todos los archivos Epstein que están en el Congreso de los Estados Unidos, incluso en el Congreso pueden pedir un testimonio del príncipe Andrés, lo cual agrandaría mucho más en este escándalo, y pues la reina Camila, que es una abogada de víctimas de abuso, y otros miembros que están haciendo un buen trabajo en la monarquía, pues refuerzan ese símbolo de unidad, pero con esta política y este escándalo tan difícil que ha tenido que enfrentar la monarquía, pues todo eso se está viendo empañado.
Fer, pregúntele al señor Fitzwilliams si a él le parece que el príncipe Andrés se merece esto o es una injusticia.
In your opinion, do you think Prince Andrew deserves all this, or do you think there is some sort of injustice when it comes to what's recently been happening?
Well, quite frankly, following all this over the years, the facts were he is a very brave pilot in the Falklands War, and he was 22 years in the Navy. However, a book called entitled by Andrew Lowley has looked into details into the life of Andrew and also his ex-wife Sarah Ferguson, who a lot of people in Britain much admired because she was involved in so many scandals and in so many debts. She was always able to bounce back. But the trouble is they're both, in the opinion of Lowney, and it seems to me a clear case now, that they both, when Andrew, after he left the Navy, became special representative of British trade, he and Sarah Ferguson used this post as a lever to enrich themselves privately. That is the widespread belief. It's possible there may be investigations into that. And also, of course, we've had the tragic Virginia Giuffre, who committed suicide in April. Her book, Nobody's Girl, is out, and people are reading very, very harrowing stories. It is her view, and he strongly denies it. The facts of the matter are, however, that there seems no doubt that both he and Sarah Ferguson are proven liars. And as I point out, there's a tremendous amount more to come. This, when the Epstein files, if they are actually released, who knows what we may find. But the way he's handled it, especially appearing in 2019 in the reign of Queen Elizabeth on the BBC programme Newsnight and showing no compassion whatsoever for any of the victims of the deceased paedophile Jeffrey Epstein, I mean, people, his to give you an idea, nobody believes what he says. There's a photograph of him with Virginia Giuffre, and he can't explain it away. His popularity rating is at 4%.
Pues él nos dice que ha manejado todo este escándalo de una manera absolutamente negativa, y eso se ve reflejado en la popularidad que tiene en el público, que es del 4% en este momento. Sobre todo, él resalta la manera como manejó todo este escándalo en el año 2019, que no mostró ningún tipo de empatía con las víctimas. Absolutamente nadie le cree lo que él dice, y tampoco ha podido explicar de una manera satisfactoria esas acusaciones que le ha dado Virginia Giuffre, una de las víctimas de Jeffrey Epstein, que como nos contaba pues en su libro, lo acusa de 3 abusos, y nos dice que también Sarah Ferguson tiene muchos escándalos que tampoco ayudan a la imagen de él, que era el príncipe Andrés. Entonces todo esto ha hecho que pues le hayan quitado el título. Todo esto suma a la mala opinión que hay sobre ellos. Entonces, a pesar de que sirvió en la Armada y luchó en las Malvinas, duró 2 años en la Armada, después de eso, digamos que su imagen tomó otro rumbo, su comportamiento tomó otro rumbo, y por eso, pues, al no mostrar la empatía tampoco con las víctimas por este escándalo, eso le habrá perjudicado.
Más allá de los títulos y de la casa, me llamó mucho la atención el último párrafo del comunicado de la Casa Real, donde dice que ellos siempre van a estar al lado de las víctimas, porque me parece que es el reconocimiento más completo de que le creen a la víctima y no a Andrew.
One of the interesting parts in the press release was that the royal family said that they will always stand by the side of victims, in a way saying that they do believe the statements of the victims. Do you have any insight on that, or what your thoughts?
Yes, it's all of this is unprecedented, the way that his titles have been removed and the statement. But it was abundantly clear that 2 weeks ago, Buckingham Palace put out a statement on behalf of Prince Andrew saying he was giving up his titles. And now that unfortunately was written by Prince Andrew. He is an extremely stupid person, quite frankly, and the clumsy wording was caused a lot of offence. The facts were that a very large number of people were angered by it. There was a lot of trouble in Parliament, which showed an inclination to debate the royal issues, something the palace would not welcome. Also, it uses up a lot of parliamentary time and so forth. But the point with the new approach, because as I mentioned, royals are involved in charities linked to abuse, the Queen, Duchess of Edinburgh, but this was a very significant inclusion because it showed, and it showed very, very clearly, it implied who the palace believes. I mean, as I say, it does say mention Andrew denies the charges against him, but clearly the way it's worded gives a good deal of credence to his accusers, and I think it's meant to be very significant in that respect.
Esto pues nos muestra claramente que el palacio le ha dado cierta credibilidad a las víctimas de estos abusos. Andrew, como ella nos decía, niega los cargos en su contra. Sin embargo, esta aproximación que le ha dado pues el Palacio Real a todas estas acusaciones nos muestra que sí le está dando cierta credibilidad a estas personas que fueron abusadas, y por eso pues procedieron a quitarle los títulos. Por supuesto que el príncipe Andrés, para él, ha manejado todo este escándalo de una manera bastante torpe, y eso ha agravado mucho más la situación, y eso ha inflamado mucho más el debate, aumentado el debate. Entonces, esta nueva aproximación de la Casa Real y digamos los retos que ha significado para ellos las acusaciones de estos abusos ha derivado en estas consecuencias para el príncipe Andrés.
Por favor, preguntémosle al señor Fitzwilliams, ¿de qué va a vivir el príncipe Andrés a partir de ahora? ¿Le tocará buscar trabajo, o le va a quedar de pronto alguna pensión, o le seguirán haciendo un giro mensual o anual desde la Casa Real? ¿De dónde saldrá el dinero para vivir?
With the former prince, where is he going to get any money now that he doesn't have his title as prince? Is he going to have to find a job? Is there a certain pension or an allowance that's given to him month to month?
I wish I knew the answer. I think I wish we've all been wondering where his money's coming from, because he's only got a naval pension of £20,000 a year. I mean, the king used to give him an allowance, but that was cut off, and then he cut off his security allowance. But we simply don't know where Andrew gets his money from. But it has to be said that he has had a very large number of extremely dodgy friendships, including an alleged Chinese spy, most recently Yang Tengbo. And it may well be that he gets money from countries around the globe that how desirable they are, that's one thing. But who knows? I mean, it has to be said on this particular topic that there's been a lot of speculation. Just to give you an example, he and Sarah Ferguson, when they married in 1986, were given Sunninghill Park, a mansion by the Queen. When they sold it in about 16, 17 years later, or thereabouts, I think it was 2007, and, well, they put it on the market for $12 million, and it got sold for $15 million. Now, how did that happen? I mean, it's very clear that this money is... the problem is both he and Sarah Ferguson tried to live at a standard of living that they simply couldn't afford. Hence, he links with a lot of undesirable people, including the deceased paedophile Jeffrey Epstein and others.
Mr. Fitzwilliam, thank you very much for your time and your very interesting explanation about what's going on with Prince Andrew. For you, a good afternoon.
And to you, I much enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. Delighted. Bueno, ¿qué dijo al final Grace? Sus invitados son muy british, ¿no?
Muy. Bueno, responde que ojalá supiera la respuesta de dónde va a sacar el príncipe Andrés el dinero para poder vivir, porque no se sabe realmente de dónde viene todo su dinero. Dice que pues el rey le había cortado pues esa ayuda que les daban, el seguro que les daban, entonces no se sabe de dónde está sacando la plata para vivir, pero sí nos puede decir que tiene un número de amistades que podrían ayudarlo. Menciona un espía chino con el que recientemente fue vinculado, pues no sabemos, digamos, el origen de ese dinero, pero a esas amistades que él llama a lo mejor indeseables podrían estar ayudando al príncipe Andrés. Nos dice que hay mucha especulación sobre el manejo del dinero que le ha dado tanto él como su ex esposa Sarah Ferguson. Nos pone el ejemplo de una mansión que le regalaron, que le regaló la reina, una mansión pues bastante costosa que vendieron 7 años después por 15 millones y pues nos dice que no se sabe realmente de dónde sacan la plata, pero sí se sabe que pues están tratando de pagar una vida que no les corresponde, no tienen los ingresos para poder mantenerla.